Welcome to ITB Travel Hero Podcast. I am Dirk Rogel, member of the Board of Experts of ITB Berlin Convention and Managing Director of Travel Commerce. And this is a podcast with Patrick André, CEO and co-founder of Home2Go and one of our distinguished keynote speakers at ITB Convention this year, taking a hotspot onto generative AI. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
Last time we met, Patrick, it has been at ITB Convention 2021. The industry those days had been in crisis mode. ITB became digital only. But you, as Home2Go, announced pretty stable business figures those days. Adapting the technology to the industry, data aggregation has been a big success factor, you said, 3 years ago. Now the whole industry talks about generative AI and machine learning. What has changed for you in the past 3 years in technical terms?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Dirk, and nice to be with you again. So if you look at Home2Go, obviously we have a long history, we talked about back then, in implementing innovative technologies into our business. So one thing that we always have been doing since ages, you could even say, is like utilizing for the vast amount of data that we have in our platform machine learning. Yeah, for instance, for understanding what is on pictures, beautify pictures, understanding what is in a description, and also giving out of that data that is more structured for the customer. And all of this is basically what already AI or artificial intelligence stand for. With the new LLMs, the rise of the new LLMs, large language models like with famous ChatGPT and so on, obviously these models got into a new phase, which makes a lot of these things that we already did back then easier or more sophisticated. So we could utilize it already in that regard. So on top of that, with AI obviously like being everywhere, you could say, yeah, there's also a lot of changes that we incorporated in our product on the go. Yeah, so visible on one side to the customer or user of our platform, but also invisible maybe to the traveler. Yeah, so one thing is obviously we utilize AI in the way we build our tech and our code, right? Like in terms of efficiency. On the other side, we also use the new AI models or the new LLMs on our things that we have done before. Yeah. So like seeing what we can do with this huge amount of data that we receive from our partners and make the user experience even better. Yeah. Thinking of summarizing data, better showing it and so on. And we obviously also introduced a deliberate tool, you could say, with the Home2Go AI mode, which in the end, in the first place, was launched as a top of funnel inspiration factor. So show me properties or show me vacation rentals where I can go for surfing, but will go into more being like a travel agent along the whole journey from search over booking after booking in the future. Yeah. So in general, all of these tech things, we don't use them for the sake of saying we have used it, but we really have the user in mind with this. Yeah.
So it all ends in a great product, which never changed, obviously. You will present lots of more of your AI strategy at the ITB convention in our new brand new AI trick taking place at March 6th on the e-travel stage. What else can visitors expect in your keynote presentation, which I'm very much looking forward to?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm not trying to spoil everything today, but obviously we will share some of the insights in our latest AI powered applications, so that we have launched or launched in beta, and what came out of it. Especially for sure, always with a focus on the need of the traveler. But we will also share some key learnings and valuable insights from our experience with testing and incorporating AI, not only from the newest LLM models, but also like ranging back from the past where we already have been working with a lot of ML models and these things. And I think like Also, I will go into a little bit how we see AI in general and the various models in usage for the future, how we envision that from our point of view in general, but for sure also like tied to the travel industry. And for sure, last but not least, yeah, you have to stay tuned a bit, but we will also reveal a product in a innovation that we have so far not presented to the public.
So lots to see on March 6th this year. But coming back to 2021, to be honest, have you thought those days that Gen AI will play such an essential role in our industry 3 years later means now?
Yeah, hard to say, right? Like in hindsight, it's always easy to say these things. But as said, so like we are a tech company, yeah, with a passion for travel, not just like a travel company with a tech department. And so like how we look at these things, being at the forefront, being the first one for vacation rentals that launched something like our AI mode and so on, and also get a lot of praise from the industry there. We are obviously always looking into what can be done. Yeah, and as said, we were always using machine learning and machine learning models and natural language processing models, which is nothing different than a big LLM does. Obviously, we were always looking at that. Would I have projected that exactly AI will be in this year? For sure not. Who can say that? When is this breakthrough happening? But what we believe is that you need to be, especially with AI that now moves very, very fast, that you need to adapt very, very fast to not lose also track on what's happening and be still at the forefront in the upcoming years.
And you as a tech guy, Patrick, what do you think? Will there be another hot new thing when we might meet again another 3 years, probably at ITB 2027?
Yeah, there will always be a new hot thing. Yeah. The question is it as disruptive as AI and or AI was, especially in the last year, right? Like in terms of what people build with it, how much it moved forward and so on. But what will definitely we will see is that AI made tremendous kind of moves because probably as we speak now and until we are at ITB, there has been already a lot of changes on that side. Yeah, so obviously AI will play still a big role. Maybe we see something about augmented reality as well. Yeah, so need to see how obviously something like for the mass, like the Vision Pro of Apple changes things. But also that is all usually like interconnected. And so I strongly believe that we will see something that we don't believe or don't think maybe of today that it will be like this, but a large part will come from AI, I'm pretty sure. And obviously I hope we don't see us only in 3 years again. Yeah.
Absolutely, Patrick. It was a pleasure so far, and I'm looking forward to see you live at ITB Berlin Convention on our AI track taking place on March 6th at 3:45, by the way, on our e-travel stage. And I'm confident we'll have a massive of other topics within the next years, and I'm looking forward to see you whenever again afterwards. But first of all, thank you so much for this podcast, and see you pretty soon live in Berlin on our e-travel stage. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Dirk, for having me. And I'm obviously also looking forward to sharing the stage with you again. And see you in March.